Welcome to the Daily Dharma, a podcast where we draw inspiration from Buddhist philosophy on how to fix and better our lives. Join us as we dig through the archives of Buddhist texts, great teachers, and real life to grab an extra hit of wisdom to lift us up from the daily grind and find much needed peace.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Dharma. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how we can spiritually climb upwards, especially when we fall down into a very dark place. The story that explores this theme today is called The Fox That Fell in a Hole, from the book My Heart is a Golden Buddha, Buddhist Stories from Korea, from Seon Dharma Master Dae Hung. Here's how the story goes. Once, long, long time ago, there was a fox who was being chased by a big tiger. He ran this way and that way, but no matter what he did, the tiger was always right behind him. As the fox glanced over his shoulder at his pursuer, he suddenly stumbled and fell into a deep, narrow hole. The tiger reached down, trying to catch the fox with its claws, but the hole was just too deep. Even though the tiger paced back and forth around the hole, he could never reach the fox, and eventually the tiger finally gave up and returned to the forest. Now, knowing that his captor was gone, the fox tried his very best to climb out of the hole. He jumped, he scratched, but each time, no matter how much effort he put in, he slid back down. And unfortunately, he was stuck deep in the hole without any food and only dew for water. And he began to fill with a deep, deep fear. What if he could never escape? However, as one day and then another went by, something strange occurred. The fox's thoughts eventually began to settle down, and he entered a state of deep contemplation. Suddenly, for just an instant, the fox's true nature shone through. And now Indra, the god of the heavens, who rules the heavenly realms, knew at that moment what had happened. He came down to the forest and bowed deeply to the fox, saying, "Even though you have the body of a fox, you have achieved something greater, the stage of seeing your own true nature, the true nature of life. How wonderful!" The fox had no idea what Indra was talking about. He just wanted to get out of the hole. In a strangled voice, he cried out, "What good is bowing? If you want to help, get me out of here." Indra smiled and freed the fox in an instant. Then he did something very strange. He gave the fox a beautiful set of clothes, embroidered silk clothing. Again, the fox stared at Indra in amazement. "Look at my body. I'm a fox. What possible use can I get for these delicate silk clothes?" And with this, the fox turned and leapt back into the forest without even a word of thanks. I think this story is a fun one because first, there are talking animals, which is always something that is interesting to read, but also each character, each animal slash character in the story is a metaphor for something else. You may have realized just by listening to it, and certainly this is not what came to mind when I read it first, is that the fox essentially represents human beings. The tiger is truth and Indra is enlightenment. And the fox, the human being, is essentially chased by the truth, the tiger, into a place from which there was no escape, until at last, after confronting many things, the human being, aka the fox, perceived their inherent nature. And whether we know it or not, we too are in the same situation. In giving the fox such beautiful clothes, Indra, who represents enlightenment, was trying to show the fox his inherent potential and encourage him to become a much higher being. Unfortunately, the fox didn't understand this, because although he had been freed from one hole, he was still not free from the pit of his own habits and fixed ideas. If the fox had been able to throw away his habits and views centered on his physical body, he would have realized that he, the tiger, and Indra were all one. Then the fox would have been able to put on the same clothing without being blocked by his preconceived ideas. And ultimately, this goes to show, no matter how many sutras you've read or how much hard training you've undergone, no matter that you may have even glimpsed your inner nature, unless you apply yourself further, it will be hard to avoid becoming a fox who is still trapped by his own habits and fixed ways of thinking. And I think furthermore, when you're really thinking about it, the fox knew himself as a fox. He thought, I am a fox. I'm meant to roam around in the forest. The tiger can come again, but for now I'm free. That only goes so far in life. We can always turn a blind eye to the situations, the suffering that arises. Yes, it comes and goes. But if we never try to look beyond just surviving from moment to moment, if we don't think there's anything possible, we'll just be like the fox who doesn't even want to try on or sample this beautiful clothing. We'll never know the possibilities out there of what we could be, of what we can actually become if we apply ourselves. For me, when I hear this story, what comes to mind is the power of small daily actions and activities. Even 1 minute of meditation per day can truly change your life. And it doesn't even have to be closing your eyes and breathing. It could be journaling. It could be putting on a song that brings you to a good mental place. It could even be just saying good morning to yourself and acknowledging that today you'd like to have a good day and you deserve to have a good day. There are so many forms by which we can develop our spiritual acumen and go on that journey. It doesn't have to be necessarily in the form of putting on silk clothes, but really, what the story is telling us is that no matter what, the truth will come to hit us, and at first, it's going to bring you to a dark place. But in that dark place, you have this opportunity to really see the nature of life. That, unfortunately, as things are, we can always hope that only happy days will come, but that's just not how the universe works. Dark days will always come, because ultimately, if we don't go on that spiritual journey to see the big picture, we'll just keep getting stuck in that hole. And while we can get out of that hole temporarily, we'll always go back in if we don't want to do more to eventually confront the tiger, the truth in this story, and no longer be afraid of it, and to also become one with enlightenment, which in this story is the God. Sometimes we can feel as odd as a fox trying to put on silk clothing when we are regular people trying to live a spiritual life. The weirdness of it, the oddness, sometimes the shape of spiritual life doesn't feel right. It feels awkward. It feels wrong. But the fact that it's available to us, that we can always take that foray into becoming more aware of our own nature, becoming more aware of the nature of life. If we don't take that opportunity, we will be just like the fox that rejects the God's clothing. We will simply reject something because we are unfamiliar about the shape, even though we know that we don't have to be this shape. The fox is not just a fox. The fox has a consciousness and is able to be aware of itself and thus go beyond. And that same freedom applies to us. Whatever shape your current life is, that is not the only shape that you can be. Through the development of your own self, awareness, and this bravery to see the true nature of things, you can also go beyond the current shape of your life and move towards something greater, richer, and bigger within yourself and within the universe. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a beautiful, safe, and joyful week ahead of you. Until next week.